News Talk 1620 WTAW. This Thursday evening, the Bush Library Museum holds a special panel discussion related to the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act that was signed into law by President George H.W. Bush. Here's more about that event from Warren Finch of the Bush Library Museum.
This program we're having is a kind of a commemoration of that event, and then we've got coming to the Bush Library some of the key players. Boyden Gray, who was general counsel's office and kind of helped get the legislation written and passed through Congress. And then Lex Fridin, who was in an automobile accident shortly after he graduated from high school and kind of was part of the grassroots effort to get this legislation written and also passed. He's kind of an interesting story. He applied to a university and it rejected him because he was in a wheelchair. So I'm not sure that would happen today. And then the third person on the panel is Larissa DeSantis. She was as a 9-year-old in 1989 the epilepsy poster child, and she visited President Bush in the Oval Office. And at the very end of the visit, he says to her, "Write to me and let me know how you're doing." And she is now a professor at Vanderbilt University. I think she's about 34, 35 years old. So she's going to come. She's coming, and then she's going to. She said she always kind of regretted not writing President Bush that letter. And so from the stage, she's going to read that letter to President Bush. So it should be an excellent panel.
On many different levels, not just because of the anniversary, but what it has meant in the 25 years since it was enacted.
Well, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, as I mentioned, Lex couldn't get into the first university he wanted to go to and ended up going to a university that actually was able to accommodate him by whatever class he decided to take. They put in the one building that they could accommodate him. You know, today, here at Texas A&M and universities across the country, students, you know, are accommodating and get education and become part of the workforce. And it's common now for people to be able to go to the movies. You know, there are all kinds of accommodations today that make people with disabilities a part of the community, a part of the workforce, and help them contribute. You know, they jobs, taxes, you know, those are all very important things, and their lifestyle, their quality of life is all been very much affected positively by the passage of this act.
Now, this is an event that's taking place on Thursday evening at 7 at the Annenberg Conference Center. With the reception that follows, a reminder, you would like to have reservations for this.
Right. Bush41.org is our website. There's an events tab there, and you can make a reservation on the website, or you can also call Tracy Payne at 691-4014 and make a reservation there. And if you need special accommodation, please let us know. And it should be a fantastic event. It's a great panel. For me, it's kind of a dream panel, having Boyden Gray here, Lex Fridin, and then a young lady who was 9 years old in 1989, to have her come back and to see what she's been able to accomplish. She was actually in one of the original films we showed in the museum when we first opened, and when we redid the museum several years ago, I asked my staff if we could find her, and at that time we couldn't find her, but the internet's a great thing, and we found her about a year ago, and we were able to contact her and invite her to this panel.
And for those who are able as well, a reminder that you do have the exhibit that's still going on through January.
Correct. Yeah, there's an exhibit here commemorating the 25th anniversary of the ADA, and then, of course, we also have our current exhibit also on the 100th anniversary of the Texas A&M Forest Service.
Have I missed anything?
7 o'clock, Annenberg Conference Center, Thursday night, November the 5th. And please make a reservation.
And again, on the website is bush41.org. Thanks again to Warren Finch for the update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.